בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ תשע"ח 2018. לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה', מודיול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי הקריאות שהוקלטו על גבי התקליטור.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Career Secrets. I'm Katie Tillerson, and my guest today is Fred Andrews, better known as Funny Fred. He is here to tell us a little about his life as a circus clown. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Katie. Thanks for inviting me to the studio.
I understand you've been very busy since the circus arrived in town.
Oh, yes. We came here 5 days ago and have been giving morning and evening performances every day. Next week, we leave for another city. Perform there for 10 days, and then go on to the next city. Performing and traveling non-stop, that's our normal routine. Of course, it's very hard work, but I love it.
What is it that you like about it?
Well, for one thing, I never get bored, because the show changes all the time. Every year, during our winter break, the whole circus works on changing parts of the show, and sometimes we create an entirely new program. For clowns, this means inventing new jokes and developing new tricks, and then practicing to make sure they run smoothly. And after the winter break, when we start performing again, we're also able to improvise.
You improvise a lot, don't you?
Yes, that's right. We often see something happening in the audience that gives us the opportunity to make slight changes in our performance. For example, if a little girl drops her toy, I might rush over and pick it up and do something to make her laugh. Or we may see what makes people laugh loudest and decide to do that trick again, in a slightly different way.
And what about all the traveling? Doesn't it bother you?
Actually, it's a wonderful experience. During my 3 years with the circus, we've performed in about 90 different cities across the USA. The whole circus travels in a very comfortable train. And since we spend so much time traveling together, we've all become very close, and that also helps us work well together. I myself am especially lucky because another clown in our group is a friend of mine from Clown College.
Clown College? Is there a college for clowns?
Yes, that's where you learn to become a professional circus clown. The course is only 8 weeks long, but it's extremely intensive and difficult, so a lot of people leave in the middle. After you finish Clown College, it can take a long time to find a job, and even when you do get hired by a circus, you start small, performing within a whole group of clowns. You have to prove yourself before you're allowed to perform on your own.
And where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
I'm not sure. Many clowns leave the circus after 7 or 8 years because they can't take the constant pressure or the physical effort. But even if I leave, I will always be a clown. I might try working as a party clown. You know, doing fun stuff on kids' birthdays, at office parties, and at other events. Of course, I'll miss the circus, especially appearing before thousands of people. But I'll still be doing something I'm good at, making people laugh.
I wish you all the best, Fred, with whatever you decide to do. This ends our program. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. נשמיע את כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Career Secrets. I'm Katie Tillerson, and my guest today is Fred Andrews, better known as Funny Fred. He is here to tell us a little about his life as a circus clown. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Katie. Thanks for inviting me to the studio.
I understand you've been very busy since the circus arrived in town.
Oh, yes. We came here 5 days ago and have been giving morning and evening performances every day. Next week, we leave for another city, perform there for 10 days, and then go on to the next city. Performing and traveling nonstop, that's our normal routine. Of course, it's very hard work, but I love it.
What is it that you like about it?
Well, for one thing, I never get bored, because the show changes all the time. Every year, during our winter break, the whole circus works on changing parts of the show, and sometimes we create an entirely new program. For clowns, this means inventing new jokes and developing new tricks, and then practicing to make sure they run smoothly. And after the winter break, when we start performing again, we're also able to improvise.
You improvise a lot, don't you?
Yes, that's right. We often see something happening in the audience that gives us the opportunity to make slight changes in our performance. For example, if a little girl drops her toy, I might rush over and pick it up and do something to make her laugh. Or we may see what makes people laugh loudest and decide to do that trick again, in a slightly different way.
And what about all the traveling? Doesn't it bother you?
Actually, it's a wonderful experience. During my 3 years with the circus, we've performed in about 90 different cities across the USA. The whole circus travels in a very comfortable train. And since we spend so much time traveling together, we've all become very close. And that also helps us work well together. I myself am especially lucky because another clown in our group is a friend of mine from Clown College.
Clown College? Is there a college for clowns?
Yes, that's where you learn to become a professional circus clown. The course is only 8 weeks long, but it's extremely intensive and difficult, so a lot of people leave in the middle. After you finish Clown College, it can take a long time to find a job, and even when you do get hired by a circus, you start small, performing within a whole group of clowns. You have to prove yourself before you're allowed to perform on your own.
And where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
I'm not sure. Many clowns leave the circus after 7 or 8 years because they can't take the constant pressure or the physical effort. But even if I leave, I will always be a clown. I might try working as a party clown, You know, doing fun stuff on kids' birthdays, at office parties, and at other events. Of course, I'll miss the circus, especially appearing before thousands of people. But I'll still be doing something I'm good at, making people laugh.
I wish you all the best, Fred, with whatever you decide to do. This ends our program. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.